ओम शांति, ओम शांति। I am sure that yesterday's and today's, the treasure that Bap Dada has given, has empowered you more, and also you definitely would have been churning, communicating with Baba and checking how close I am to Bap Dada. As Baba says, you are merged in his heart and very close. What is the meaning of close to Bap Dada? In which aspect you are close? And what makes you sit on Baba's heart throne? As the time is coming close, we have to see how much close we have come to Bap Dada. Physically, in fact, Bap Dada is gone far away. What is the meaning of closeness? Baba did not say this was closeness, especially in the stage of Brahma Baba. So how much I am on the same level that Brahma Baba reached? What he attained? Shiv Baba spoke in the Murli that I have come to give you liberation and liberation in life. What is the meaning of liberation and liberation in life? It's very clear the devotees understand liberation means not to come on the field of action again. But in fact, that's only a fiction, a wish, but in fact reality is that all come, even till the end of the cycle they keep coming. It means liberation forever. Not coming on the stage is not called liberation. Liberation is the contrast of bondage and liberation. And liberation from life and liberation in life is also a contrast. So Brahma Baba made exact achieved freedom from what? From four things Baba mentioned, that the many obstacles came on his path. Brahma Baba remained free from obstacles. A great revolution, opposition, rejection from the society. When Baba, Shiv Baba gave the Shrimat to follow, we have also learnt many times experiences of Dadis and read in the books as well. So different type of obstacles, not necessary revolution from people, societies, relations, but obstacle of your own body can be, physical body can also be obstacle. Wealth can be also obstacle. Rituals can be also obstacles. Government can be also obstacle. Natural calamities can all be obstacles. Tan, man, dhan, jan means body, mind, wealth, relationships, karmic accounts. These are different bondages. And Brahma Baba receive freedom from all this and overcome. He actually became successful in becoming beyond these obstacles or overcoming these difficulties. Which is the other obstacle that we, all of us, jnani or agjnani, face in life? Which is the second obstacle Baba expressed yesterday? Remember? The second obstacle is waste thoughts and negative thoughts. So in Hindi, first was nirvighan, free from obstacles. And second is called nirvikalp, no waste thoughts, no negative thoughts, no impure thoughts. Have I overcome that? If I overcome that, then result of that was, because Baba overcome that, Baba conquered them, these obstacles. And result he mentioned that his mind was very cool, clean, pure. Nirmal. Nirmal means there's no any kind of negative tendency or even speck of dust in it. Clean, transparent. And after having all this, the freedom from obstacles, his state was of mind was he was nirman. Humble, humility. So, because ego, in other words, ego is the biggest obstacle, and body conscious is a nearest and very clear bondage of the body. Now, body is my support. Even God took the support of the body. But what is the meaning of freedom from body consciousness and freedom from the bodily relations and freedom from the attraction and temptation of the worldly objects and people? This, do we understand and really believe that this is bondage? This bondage I have overcome? But Brahma Baba became free from that. And this consciousness of body consciousness, this consciousness means bodily elements become conscious. And negative tendencies begin to work and can influence us. And this is why again and again he said that you practice time to time in between few seconds, in a second bodiless. The last test will be the same whether you have become free or not. The last test will be this, that are you still struggling? Is your mind fluctuating? Are you able to concentrate and focus on what you want to be, or it is pulling you. So Brahma Baba achieved this stage, and in order to achieve that stage, he practiced this, walking, talking, sitting, moving, in every aspect this, in 1 second. And then he said, you need for that one power, one awareness, and that is, remember, like today, the Smriti, the consciousness or awareness, or reminding yourself of your self-respect. That the titles Baba has given. And when you are using this, and what it is, that it is the most important and natural power, that I get the power to become free from obstacles. What was that? What did Baba say? In order to get the power in a second and to be free from the obstacles, which one consciousness, which one awareness, which one title? The first one is Master Almighty. I'm child of the Almighty. Do I really have that deep intoxication and believe? And I have faith that yes, I am child of this one. This even automatically makes me, the second point he mentioned, that it makes you, it opens your third eye. Master Almighty Authority, and then Trinetri. He opens your third eye. Don't see the powers with these eyes. What the power with these eyes are visible, it is the power of wealth, the power of position, the power of authority, the power of skills and situation, whatever in worldly sense you are given, empowered by other people or empowered yourself. But see with the third eye, the power of the Almighty that you receive. And that power also connected today. The task that you can do, no one can do that work. This is the might within you. And that is, it makes you aware of knowing the three aspects of the time. When you open your third eye, you are able to overcome the obstacles or bondage or influence or attraction by being three aspects of time, the knower of the three aspects of time. What does it mean? That if this happens, what would be outcome of that? If I am trapped in worldly relations, if I am trapped and attracted by worldly show, if I am attracted this, will it make me free or it will make me dependent on this? Where it is coming from? See the origin, see the present stage, what will keep you, will it make you, and see the result. If you overcome, what will you achieve? This is what is called Trikal Darshi, which we have heard many times. But when you revise it, it means understand the meaning of this. Baba used about the word sarthak. Whatever you are doing, you understand meaning of it. You don't understand, you don't only just speaking the words of, it is not the language, the literal translation of the wordings, but the meaning and the practical form of it. And this is possible only when you become a detached observer and see with the eye of knowledge. Then you see what body conscious brings, what attraction and attachment brings. Attraction is gravity will pull me down, and attachment will cause sorrow to me. And so see that, am I attached? And Brahma Baba checked this himself and checked what has been the temptation and what is the difference between temptation, attraction and attachment. So many temptations will come which can lead you to wrong directions, and see with third eye and also the knower of the three aspects of time. And then observe your own stage, that you can become this free from obstacles by spinner of the cycle of the self-realization. Swadarshan Chakradhari. Swadarshan. You are able to have your own vision and visualize yourself when you are a soul. Nothing is pulling you. When you are powerful soul, you are not afraid of anything because you are confident what your power is. When you are pure soul, you are pure respect, you keep your heart clean and clear, cool mind. And then real purity is that you don't have ego of this. You continue to create without any ego. You become a good creator, a good fortune maker, because you have done this. And that was, Baba used the word, Swadarshan Chakradhari, the spinner of the cycle of self-realization, and seeing yourself from which stage you improve and how gradually you lose your power from golden age to silver, silver age to copper, copper age to iron, where have you reached? You were in liberation soul world. You, your own joy or sanskaras of enjoying your happiness, because your qualities are in the soul world, are merged. There is no question of happiness, love, peace, power. This expression is not there. Harmony, benevolence, kindness, upliftment, forgiveness. And these are the ones that in you become actually creative of that. You construct these qualities in practical action. And Nirman is connected with humility, creating something special and being very humble. Creating the new world in you, where is freedom in every aspect, and then it's great joy. And so most important thing is that you become this. Sometimes these words that rhyme, they automatically has a great meaning in this. And for that, it doesn't take actually time. In fact, it's a question of a second of realization. And it was very interesting, the realization of two different ways of aspect of the realization. if I make a mistake and I have realization and I go into why it happened, how could it happen, and also realization that, but anyway, not only I have made this mistake, others are also doing it. And when you realize yourself that what actual liberation is, you immediately remind yourself your self-respect, and then you lift yourself immediately. And if you think others are also doing things, what I am doing, so you cannot, instead of liberating free yourself in a second, you create more bondages by becoming careless about it. One is realization of realize and transform immediately. Other is realize and thinking, not only I am making mistake, but others have also made mistake. And Baba says, in fact, the real, and this makes you make a lot of effort. When you begin to become careless, then you have to make lot of effort, and Baba does not like that you should make effort. Why he doesn't like? Because he loves us. He says, how can I give labor? How can I see my children are laboring hard to liberate themselves? So he could help us, no? So I have to live realization that I have to help myself, not comparing with the weakness of others and making myself loose and lazy, and not becoming free. Okay, Baba, you are liberator, you are helper, God will help me. Baba said, in fact, in liberating you, the last liberation which liberates you from efforts is that you liberate yourself with the power of silence, practice of time to time in between becoming bodiless. But in karma yoga, we become, but in action I have to be conscious of the action. In that way, our realization power becomes loose. But no, that's what it is, the power that I have to act. But Baba says, I can help you really, I want to help. And what did he say? How did he express his love and yet kept himself detached? Very interesting. He said, I really cannot tolerate that my children should work hard. I can do for you, but I don't do it. Why? He says, a law of karma. If I make work for you, then I get the reward. I want you to get the reward, that is self-respect for you. So by winning, by conqueror of your mind, controlling power of your mind, the mind becomes unstable, mind fluctuates. And this is why you remember that you have surrendered to me. And then you say, my mind is fluctuating. What? You give something and you take it back. I can help you, but I keep the law that you give me your body, mind, wealth, your skills, your speciality. I don't use it for myself. And if I do for you, then karma philosophy is that I should get reward, and I am beyond reward. So I don't help you knowing that I can help you. And you can help yourself by being trustee. So method is that you have given yourself to me, the very first thing, that what you made the promise. You remember what promise you made? What was it actually really gave you new birth? It was the realization that yes, this is God. Relationship. I am child of God. It's belonging to me. And you made promise that now I just trust you alone. You are mine. I belong to you. You belong to me. No one but only you, one earth, one everything for me. Then your mind is not yours. It is for you. Of course, your mind is to think for you, think for others. But the powers that you receive from the One is creating everything one. One family, one world, one task, one destination. And you have to then just focus. This is why this mantra of Manamana Bhava is that when you conquer your mind, people say conquer mind, conquer the world. This is what new world you get by conquering it. So from one, you get experience of all relationships, all achievements, all powers. Then why are you tempted and attracted to them? Perishable and temporary things. When this realization is there, I will make effort, I will give the achievement, I get the achievement. And then when I have powers, it's not for myself only, but I become lighthouse. And as the light is lit, then incognito, being light somewhere else, switch on the light and dispel the darkness from the objects that are different places as well. You become lighthouse. You see yourself with this consciousness, the child of light, you are lighthouse. Then you are able to give light to others. Then purpose of that is the powers you receive, you keep the balance of it. You use for yourself, for self-transformation, and you use it for others' transformation, but with the same quality of being Master Almighty, being humble, being very clean, pure-hearted, and also with this respect that the inner joy of this is in me, because those who work, those who sow, you reap, you will get the reward of that. So I'm doing for myself. Even if I'm serving others, I'm serving for myself. But balance is that I don't have to be selfish. I need to remain totally trustee of everything. And that is the last test. Last test to become liberated is from my own. I am trapped by my own body. I am trapped by my own achievements. Even I have good powers, spirituality, love, light. And if I am attached to this, that's also a bondage. So to be free from that, it's a flow coming from up above and let go. This flow is coming and you are giving it. And then it's a flow of free energy that moves automatically, moves you forward and make others forward. And so then Baba always reminded, going fast, flying fast, working with great love, especially speaking with the foreigners, and in his eyes, everyone, whether teachers are there or ordinary people are there, but always appreciation is there. This is, am I really, have felt this quality in me, that I can appreciate someone's speciality with a pure heart, like God, or I am trapped with my own speciality, and I begin to compare weakness of the other with my speciality. This becomes a bondage. It becomes a new karmic account. I achieved, but I trapped myself in it. So trapped in my own, like the spider net. But I am worse than spider. The spider at least can finish its own trap. I cannot finish my own trap. And so Baba said, just become free from this trap of body conscious, and it includes, this is the door of all body, then bodily relations, then bodily objects, then bodily comforts, then the desires, and then demands and attachment relations, and then position of society, how gradually this network of trap increases. So become free from that. That would be the final test in 1 second, whether my mind is focused on one or my mind is at that time wandering in different places. This is why this was the main freedom, the total. Yesterday's Murli was, when freedom is there, you are also loved, mind seated in my heart, because free, nothing is pulling you, and you are so close to Brahma Baba's stage, like equal to the Father. Okay. Shanti.
That was so wonderful and covered nearly everything that I was going to ask. But Baba started the Murli by saying that he was talking to us.
You may, I can hear, directly. If I don't, then I then.
Yeah. Baba was... Okay.
This will help me to
hear.
Good.
Yeah. So see. Yeah. Baba was saying that he was seeing the children that are equal to him. Many BKs can't relate to being equal to Baba. They say, like Baba. Like Baba. Are we going to become like Baba or equal? There's a difference.
See, equal means the strength increasing. Sometimes, for example, it's like, but it is not equally same. Quality. So Baba is knowledgeful. So I become knowledgeful. I cannot become, Baba is bodiless. I am like him, I am bodiless. Like him, I am eternally. But I am not equal to him. Why I am not equal to him? Because I become trapped in other things. And that quality decreases, my quality, my desires, my temptation again, my influence on others or others' influence on me. And while Baba is really such, Brahma Baba, for example, such a powerful mirror that is neither influenced, he appreciates the children's speciality, but he is not influenced by this one and that one. And he made us see that how, where we had reached. We had reached on the lowest level. We were human beings, but we became monkeys. And I think this is what it is from Darwin theory, that our ancestors were monkeys. We are brothers and sisters, we're monkeys, right? And he makes us worthy to live in the temples. So equal means merciful, loveful, peaceful, forgiving, accepting, encouragement, appreciation, creating enthusiasm, and what we do. People have enthusiasm, and we have fear of their enthusiasm, and we low down their enthusiasm. People are actually working very hard, and then we make them feel the hard work, poor person working so hard, not appreciating that working hard to make good things. So immediately, Baba is bodiless, vice-less and egoless. And equal means, in this way, Brahma Baba became bodiless by practicing angelic stage, by practicing in between silence and coming into action, then walking, and not bondage, and that was one of his trick or protection for himself. He didn't want his photograph, that he should take the photo. He says, this photo will not come because it is a photo of the body, and your body relation does not remain. It's not a bodily relation. And these photographs are because of different reason, people coming from abroad, Indian living outside, they come to meet their family, they come to meet Baba, and then Baba knows that it is not the attachment. It is not either making any misuse of it. So Baba would allow them. And sometimes children are taking leave and others are taking photograph. So Baba is not concentrating on that. Some photos are natural when Baba is involved with the children. But personal photo with him, he did not allow. You are holding Baba's hand, walking, and great intoxication. I am holding Baba's hand and I am walking and stop for a minute. Child, whose hand you are holding? Reminding go up. Means here people become happy that someone appreciates and loves you and becomes dependent on you. This is human consciousness. And God is independent anyway. But Brahma Baba make each one independent and yet love respectful. He created respect. It is not that he said, okay, you disrespect me. He became detached, and then Shiv Baba next day appreciated so much Brahma that without him I can do and cannot do anything. And one day he spoke to the Murli, Brahma is nothing, I am everything, I am your father, I am your teacher, you have direct connection with me. And some of us became very egocentric, and we say we don't need Brahma Baba. And we started ignoring Brahma Baba's directions or teachings. Now Shiv Baba became aware that children are taking a wrong path. They have taken wrong exit. And they have to come back to that track to give respect. So it was a very beautiful game between Brahma and Shivas, giving respect and remaining detached. Being loving and yet growing detached. One time it was a very interesting scene. Brahma Baba appreciated Shiv Baba that how great is my fortune. If Shiv Baba was not here, how would I have been so many, with so many children? How could I have a fortune of so many? Father of humanity, these are my children. I was also separated throughout the cycle. And Shiv Baba says, but if you were not there, how could they get the fortune? Brahma Baba appreciated Shiv Baba, and Shiv Baba appreciated Brahma Baba. So who is greater, Shiva or Brahma? And then eventually the decision was, answer was, mother drama is powerful. Because according to drama, Shiv Baba came. Shiv Baba didn't come in the middle or does not come in the golden age. So it was means totally humility, adopting in many different ways and being trusty and not taking credit that I am making them pure. No, you are Brahma Kumar Kumaris, but you are children of the Almighty. Your original stage is pure. You souls are eternally so divine, so darshan chakradhari. See yourself how elevated you were. So this was this equal and like. Means I like his method of moving forward and becoming equal. It is just like bodiless and humble ways for giving and accepting, and then equal in the qualities like Brahma Baba and like Shiv Baba.
Lovely. And then Baba was saying, use all the powers for service according to the time. And he was especially mentioning the powers tolerance and realization. He said, when you have tolerance and realization, obstacles won't have the courage to come to you.
Like today's Murli.
Yeah.
In today's Murli was that tolerance is very important because it gives you patience. And realization was in two aspects. That if I begin to realize and I will go into depression, or realization that I have all these things and I become egocentric. So then it is not my powers, it's power of Baba that he is making me instrument. And so one realization on the path of devotion, we realize I am sinner, I am downtrodden, I am dust of your feet. It does not create self-respect in you. And then now realization, I am child of God, I am spinner of the cycle of self-realization, I am from the divine being, crown, I was a deity, that is what my personality. So pure ego, but in pure ego, if I am using this quality, only applying to myself, this realization is wrong. This is like a lighthouse. It is lighthouse for it gives light to others. So use your qualities, what powers are given to yourself as well as use for others.
Yeah, again coming back to that point, that everything is Baba's.
Right, yeah.
So he was saying to take back anything you have given is dishonesty.
Yeah. Trusty. What happens actually, we have become so weak and we are beautiful. Every child is very lovely. When it is soul conscious, when it is service conscious, when it is giving conscious, it's so beautiful to see them. But when it comes of tolerance, it's such a contrast of the strength between. One picture I use, I always learn and apply with the Master Nature, everyday things I use. And I see this ceremony of coconut breaking. And coconut is also fruit. And strawberry is also fruit. Very tasty, very charming, attractive. But strawberry cannot take little bit pressure.
Not at all.
And coconut, you throw him from the above and the floor and smiles, opens, the water is spread and the coconut smiling. No? The coconut, and everybody is ready to eat it. It is ready to give itself. But strawberry, a little bit pressure is given on it, it's gone. So I check myself with this way, tolerance, that there would be criticism, there would be comment, there would be correction, there would be an authority of other people and give you directions. But okay, it's all right, you're learning, no? If it is wrong authority, misuse of authority, it's their character, not my character. Why I'm become so slave of that? I don't have my self-respect and don't have sense in myself. Lack of my self-respect, I cannot tolerate. The secret is this. When I have my self-respect and I have knowledge in me, I become a detached observer and act accordingly what Baba has given me, the knowledge. And never ever losing reality, the power that Baba has given. Baba says that keep only, I have given you 108 more than that titles. And if you make a rosary of this, I chant rosary of your virtues and your titles. You chant the rosary of your virtues or your title. And two things I believe very much. One thing, a holy swan. I check that I don't pick up rubbish, otherwise I cannot be Nirmal heart. Then my heart will be dirty and Baba, I cannot remember Baba with love. Then I will remember Baba with complaining. Then I will remember Baba with sadness. Or I will remember Baba with depressed heart. So I don't want to take anyone's rubbish inside. Because it's my heart has to be pure. Then I'm happy and God is working through me then. The second thing is, I keep the title. Many times Baba has said, you are a diamond. And if God and the one Brahma Baba, who is the diamond merchant, if he has recognized me and told that you are a diamond, then if other people are saying you are stone-headed, stupid, even cannot organize this thing, you look very sweet, but you cannot organize this properly. Okay, it's all right. It is his recognition. But diamond, and they behave in a different ways. And for example, put you somewhere else, smaller, big place. Diamond is diamond. Mm-hmm. Even diamond, you hide it, diamond's value will not decrease. Time will come, value will shine. Yeah. Somebody actually asked me this question, that you don't feel is not so much difference between London, such a big place, such a respectful service, and you are here. When I went to Germany, no place to live,
yeah.
One room only, no sleeping room, in a store without window, without door, with a curtain only, next to the public toilet. No kitchen, reception and kitchen are the same place. Baba's room and classroom, is in one room everything. And before a few days in somebody's house, and someone came from India, very, very well-known teacher. He says, you don't feel depressed. I said, what? Why? From such a place you are sent here. I say, but nothing is lacking here. Service is much more. I was busy there, I'm busier as well. And Baba has said, you are diamond. And if a diamond here is in the crown, of course. The gold is very, a lot of gold around it, but diamond is in the center. Tomorrow this gold is dismantled, and then it has come into the earring. Value of the diamond is not decreased. Then tomorrow again is put in the necklace, more gold has come. Will the diamond increase, value increased? Tomorrow it is put in the finger ring. Would the diamond's value become less? Diamond is still diamond, but only gold value. Gold increases around me. And Baba is my gold, and I am his diamond. So it doesn't matter which place I am.
But this is a wonderful practical example of everything's Baba's. So wherever he puts me, however he uses me, I'm his. So wonderful. That's a lovely story.
They asked me and then I answered this question. Mm. And I believe it. When Baba has given title, he's not given the wrong title. He has given the right title. Mm. Otherwise, I am disagreeing with him that you have not recognition of me. I am stone.
So we're so fortunate to have this revision. I think we will never, right? Never forget this, Morley, because it's like it's just been reinforced and printed deeply in our heart by Sudesh Didi. So thank you so much, Didi.